Why have they been able to go so fast? The speed that they've moved is equal to the speed of acquiescence. Let's not fall into the trap that these are all powerful people. Their power is our power. We give them our power. It's not that we have to take our power back. We have to stop giving this away. People find it very difficult to conceive that a few people can control billions of people. So if you get the structure of how it works, you find that actually not only is it possible, it's actually quite straightforward because of the structure they've got in place. Then as the years pass, you see this agenda and where they want to take the world. And the more that you understand that, the more daily happenings are like pieces in the puzzle that now you've not got pieces all over the table. You've got the structure of how the control system works. And you've also got more and more knowledge about where this system wants to take the world, where it wants to take humanity. And so daily happenings, symbolized by pieces in the puzzle, become very much more, the further you go, easy to put into place because you've already got the pattern. I've been writing the books for a long time about what I call the Hunger Games Society. And it's basically, if you envisage a pyramid, at the top of the pyramid is the inner core of this cult. You can symbolize it as the eye, the all-seeing eye, which is one of their symbols. And then you come to the bottom of the pyramid, and there is planned to be basically the rest of humanity in servitude to the 1%, the inner core of the cult. And between the peak of the pyramid and the population is planned to be a military police state, not just a police state, but to fuse the military with the police, a police-military state that will impose the will of the 1% upon the population and stop the 1% rebelling. Now, the idea is to get the population under complete control of the 1% through dependency. Dependency equals control. Now, if you're going to create that, then foundation, bottom line, is you have to destroy the independent livelihoods of the population. If you've got an independent business, not controlled by the cult, if you've got independent employment with independent businesses, you are not dependent on the 1%, therefore you're not controlled by them to the extent that they want. So the foundation goal has been to destroy independent businesses, small businesses, medium businesses, even some big businesses that are not controlled by the government, and all the employment that goes with it, which creates what? Dependency for survival on the state, which is actually the state front for the cult, ultimately. We live in a reality, but there are two worlds in this reality. There is the world that the population lives in, and that is crucially systematically limited in the information that's made available to it. And then there's this other world. This is the world of secret societies and semi-secret groups. And they pass on a very different level of knowledge across the generations through the rituals of the secret society network. Life so often gives you your greatest gift, brilliantly disguised as your worst nightmare. And this is both an enormous danger that we're facing now, quite blatantly, but it's also an enormous opportunity to break out of the little me mentality and transform perception of ourselves as well as our perception of the world. If people think it's bad now, well, stick around and do nothing, and you'll see that this is Mary Poppins where we are now compared with where it's meant to go. And the world that our children and grandchildren will have to live in, I mean, it's almost unimaginable. It's unthinkable. When are we going to draw the line? Doing the best for our children is buying them the latest trainers and the latest smartphone, or actually defending the degeneration of their brain and defending them from having their freedom destroyed for the rest of their lives. That's doing our best for our children, and we need to do it. We don't have to fight anybody. I mean, you know, we don't want to engage with that crap. I mean, they're bloody idiots. I mean, they're recruited because they're idiots and psychopaths into those units that do that. we need to, on a vast scale, just literally say no, we're not going to cooperate with our own enslavement. And we're not going to do stupid things that are only about our enslavement. Hope is always in the future. Hope always projects something, it's hope forward. My view is that I don't hope for something to happen. I want to make it happen now. And instead of hoping, there's another perceptual state, which I call knowing. And knowing is far more powerful than hope because, you know, our perceptions do create our reality, but it's a very simple process of how actually our perceptions become our reality. That's why if you get people to think they're little me and have no power, they will not cause you a problem because they will live the life they think they are. And so the power of your perception to create your reality is fundamental. It's literally cause and effect. Let's not fall into the trap that these are all powerful people. Their power is our power. We give them our power. It's not that we have to take our power back. We have to stop giving this away. That tells you something about where the dynamic of power really is. It's with the people, and the cult knows it. You know where its power comes from? Convincing us it has power. That's where it comes from. When you know that you are consciousness, all consciousness, having a brief experience called human, and that when we leave this body, we explore forever, eternally, which is what we've always been. It's a completely different way of looking at the world. And there is nothing that frightens you and intimidates you because we are exploring forever. And this is just a brief experience in the exploration of forever. So you don't see the world in the same way. And therefore, the world does not impose on you in the same way. That's the revolution. It's not fighting. It's the power of expanded consciousness, which by its very nature is the power of self-respect, which is the power of no. And it's the consciousness revolution that is going to bring this to an end, not least because this cult is working on such a tiny fraction. If they were in a state of expanded awareness, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. And what they've done is to work to put humanity, the target, let's call it bubble of consciousness, than they're in. You know, they are the one-eyed man, and they've sought to make humanity blind. But when humanity becomes the two-eyed, three-eyed, third-eyed, then they are as nothing in terms of imposing their will upon us. So this is the revolution. The revolution of understanding the true nature of the eye, understanding the power that's out there, the awareness, the insight that's out there. If only we would burst the bubble and break out of five sense only perception. And anyone can do it. And you look through the entirety of history, all the holy people, all the seers, whatever form they've taken, and it's always been the same message, the same thing. You're basically caught in a bubble of awareness. Break out of it and everything changes. And what will the world be like when we've sorted this out? It will be an expression of the consciousness of humanity when that happens. What we call human society is simply a projection of human perception. But when we expand our consciousness and we do that on a mass scale, then that will project a very different human society. A human society potentially, which doesn't need laws to say you must not murder, because no one in that state of consciousness would ever consider the possibility. That doesn't say you mustn't destroy the environment, because no one in that state of consciousness would perceive even thinking of doing it. And so the society is always an expression of the consciousness state of the population. When that changes, the world will change, because one's just an expression of the other. And this cult knows that. It knows that if it can hold humanity in general in a certain perceptual state, it will project a certain state of society. And that's, they've been working on all this time. And we have the power to break out of it whenever we choose. It's just a choice, and it's time we took it and made it